Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Tom Reard is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Tom is a new friend. He's the founder and the CEO and the chairman of Symmetry Software, a company he founded back in 1984 after he sold the company that he had founded before that, which we're going to let him tell us a little bit about. He's an expert in coding. He's currently oversees the direction, the strategy of his company, and he is a great American entrepreneur. Tom Reard, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you and your listeners. I think what I'll do is start off telling you a little bit about my history.
Yeah.
All right, so 1979... I'm a graduate student at Arizona State University, and I call my dad on the phone. I say, "Dad, I want to buy a computer." And, of course, my father was quite alarmed.
79, but, right?
Yes, sir. He said, "What do you mean? You want to buy a room full of equipment?"
I said, he was thinking of IBM, wasn't he?
he certainly was. I said, "No, Dad, this sits on a desktop."
Yeah.
And he said, "Well, tell me a little bit more about it." So, anyway, I convinced my dad to invest $1,000 in an Apple II. So I put in $1,000, he put in $1,000, and I bought an Apple II with really just a fascination for the technology. And I taught myself to program what I call my nights and weekends job while I was working on a degree at Arizona State. So that's 1979 I start. In 1980, I introduced my first product, which was a payroll system that calculated withholding in all 50 states.
What made you think a year later after getting a computer, were you already predisposed to be concerned about, to see the need for that kind of thing? What got you to the payroll part of this?
Okay, this is my tremendous market research. I went down and asked the one person I knew in the computer business in all of Phoenix who ran a computer land store.
Uh-huh.
I said, "What kinds of software do people ask about?" He said, "Anything in the accounting arena."
Huh.
And the first thing that popped in my head was a payroll system.
Right.
I said, do you have customers who request that?" He says, "Oh, all the time." And I don't know whether he was truthful with me or not, but I said, "Well, I'll write that." So I went back, and 3 months later, I came to the store. I had written the user manual. I put my 5 1/4 inch floppy diskette into a package, and I sold it on consignment.
Not to minimize the quality of your work, Tom, but in those days, you didn't have to be real elegant to have a product that people would buy, did you?
No, not at all. And in fact,
the templates that you would create and those kinds of things, today we would think they're kind of clunky and almost funny, wouldn't you?
No, if I showed you it, you'd just laugh. Nevertheless, the software worked, and that was what was most important. And then by word of mouth, other dealers found out about my product, and that led me to a company in Austin, Texas, by the name of BPI Systems. And with BPI Systems, we formed what became the first small business accounting software in America.
Wow.
And in 1981... we were fortunate enough to be selected by IBM to work on the original IBM PC. So
right.
About 9 months before the PC was introduced.
Which they launched in 02.
Correct.
Yep.
So we worked on the original IBM PC. I worked on the original Commodore, NEC, Sanyo, Atari, Hewlett Packard. Basically providing the payroll system, and the other people at BPI provided general ledger accounts receivable and accounts payable.
From 79 to 02, Tom, from 79 to 02, at what point did you say, "I think I'm onto something here"?
Well, you know, you don't know when you're at the birth of an industry, because it was just so much fun. I was a young man in my late 20s,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, now I turn back and look around and say to myself, oh, my gosh, look at those amazing things that were going on. All
yeah.
these manufacturers were lining up at the door.
And remember, folks, this was a dozen or more years before the Internet became commercial.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead, Tom.
In 83, we worked on the Apple Lisa. I was fortunate enough in 84 to work on the original Macintosh.
Which I owned one. Hey, Tom, I owned one of the first Xerox computers.
Oh, my.
When you bought your first Apple II, I bought my first Xerox because I worked for Xerox at the time. How about that?
I think I read that in your book. By the way, Jim, this is a shameless plug for you, but I had an opportunity to read The Age of the Customer, and you bring up some wonderful points in there, and I'd like to recommend that to all your listeners.
Well, I
today.
Appreciate you saying that, Tom. Thank you for that.
Happy to do so.
And, thank you. So with Macintosh, you got busy on Macintosh.
Yep, so I worked on the original Mac, and shortly after that, I sold my interest in the BPI systems. We went
right.
Public in 1981.
Wow.
And I sold in 1984. So that was a real transition for me. So the early part of my career was what I called, I was a lucky person at the right place at the right time.
I was going to ask you, how much do you think was your foresight and your brilliance, and how much of it was just at the right place at the right time?
Oh, I probably would say 80% right place, right time, 20% that I'm a smart guy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say probably more 50-50, but I hear you. And so a little bit of luck does help, but you make your luck because you saw an opportunity, you got up off your backside and did something about it.
Well, and that's very true, and I think one of the hallmarks of my career has always been to not be afraid to try something new.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we get into the second segment today and we talk about some of the things we're doing currently, the Internet really shook things up in my industry.
Were you ready for it when it came about? Were you ready for it to take advantage, or were you behind the curve or ahead of the curve? What would you say?
No, I think I've always been somewhat ahead of the curve on the products that I've done. And there are always times in the computer industry where everything goes back to ground zero. So,
mm-hmm.
for example, you know.
Hey, Tom, hold on to that thought. I want you to pick that
sure.
up when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. Why don't you give us a website,
perfect.
Please?
Our website is symmetry.com.
Yes. Symmetry.com.
Yep.
Check that out, folks. And that's with two M's. Quick break.
Yeah.
20 after. Right back with Tom Reard. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.